Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KKWC Radio. It's my pleasure speaking with the gentleman who's been to Mulberry Center Church for a couple of great performances in recent years. I'm speaking with Tom Milligan, who joins me on the phone line today. Tom, very good day to you, sir.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
Yes, and you're coming back to Webster City for a program this Saturday, October 26th, and that'll be at the Mulberry Center Church at 1 p.m., all about Grant Wood. Now, before we enter that, Tom, let's find out a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Amana. I'm originally from Des Moines and have this past year celebrated my 51st year of working as a professional actor, director, scene designer, producer here in the state of Iowa. And kind of like Grant Wood, when everybody said, why don't you go to a big city to do your business, I decided to stay home just like he did. So I've been doing that. In 2006, I moved to Amana to work at the old Creamer Theater Company. Was there 8 years. That particular theater company closed during the pandemic, chose not to reopen, so my wife and I reincorporated as TKM Theatrical Productions, and we are in our second or third season of producing shows and now the new Amana Performing Arts Center.
Do you do your programs, Tom, with you and your wife around the state?
You know, we used to tour quite a bit. All three of the shows that I do are one-person shows. The only thing that we really kind of do outside of the community, we used to do a lot of work in Brooklyn, Iowa, with a new expanding theater company at the Brooklyn Opera House. But we also, part of TKM Theatrical Productions, is we do a lot of kids' summer camps, week-long summer camps for theater kids. And so we get around a little bit with that, but we found that trying to restart the theater community in Amana after the pandemic has been a job. So most of our effort is focused over there. But like I said, I still, with the three one-person people that I do through Humanities Iowa, I get around the state a lot. Yeah.
Wonderful organization, Humanities Iowa. They do all sorts of programs, not only by yourself, but from all other speakers around the state there, Tom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been with them about 25 years now, so they're a great group.
Sure is. So we have a program coming up this Saturday afternoon all about a person that grew up in your neck of the woods, Grant Wood, and I'm sure you've done a lot of research about it.
You know, I've been doing this show 28 years.
Well, you should know, I would think.
I should know a little bit about it. It's interesting because it was written by a Des Moines playwright that I've done a ton of work with, Cynthia Mercati, and we stuck it out there it was created during the sesquicentennial year back in 1996, and we started as just a three-person show at the Des Moines Playhouse, and when it ran through that rotation, we stuck it out there as a one-person show, and it caught on, and I'm probably up over 3,000 performances in 28 years of this, because it just speaks to, especially here in Iowa, it speaks to why where you live and what you see around you is important. And he displayed that through his paintings and the other artwork that he did. And it's just a great story. And it's stuck around. And so here I am still out doing it.
I think the most notable work by Grant Wood is American Gothic, which is on display in Chicago.
Right, yeah. He entered that in an art contest in 1932 at the Chicago Art Institute. It didn't even win. It got third prize. He received $300 for it, but the contract with the Art Institute in entering a piece into the contest is that if it won, it became part of the collection in the Art Institute. So it went to the Art Institute, and all he got was $300. But a lot of publicity after that.
And imagine how much it would be cost-wise now, 2024, after what was it, about 100 years?
Yeah. I've actually performed in the presence of American Gothic in the same building for exhibits and things like that three times. And I watched one day at the Des Moines Arts Center where they had it in as a retrospect, and the security that travels with that painting is ridiculous. I mean, it has its own hermetically sealed case that it goes in. There are people that are in charge of the setup, the transportation, the takedown. It's amazing. It's like the Secret Service following the president around.
And you've done this now for 28 years. How has the response been to that?
You know, it's always, we've done Henry Wallace over there in Webster City, and we actually, a year and a half after we started doing the Grant Wood piece, we thought it would never last. So we thought, let's get somebody else in the pipeline, which is where the Henry Wallace American Dreamer show came from. But it's interesting because it still continues to get as much work as any of the other three that I did. And I think it's because it's a famous Iowan. It tells a lot about it. I think a lot of people think he painted American Gothic and died the next day. And so it's one of those backstories that you learn to understand the artist and why he painted what he painted and what he saw. And I think it still speaks true to people in general, but primarily Iowa is like, why do you choose to live anywhere where you live? And he explains that, why he painted what he painted, and he painted what he saw because that's what he loved and what he carried around inside of him. So that story is universal, and it's still true today as it was 28 years ago.
You must have quite the career. You know the lines for Ding Darling, as well as Grant Wood, and also, who was the other one you mentioned?
Henry Wallace.
Do you plan to do a fourth person?
These three really, the fun part about doing these three is you've got Grant Wood that deals just strictly really with his art and growing up and why he chose to paint what he painted and why he chose to stay here. Then you've got Henry Wallace, which gets into the agriculture side of things with Pioneer Hybrid Seed Corn Company. Then it transitions over into politics with being Roosevelt's Secretary of Agriculture and Vice President during the war years. Then you've got Ding Darling, who starts out his thing as a two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning editorial cartoonist for the Des Moines Register, transitions into this large amount of conservation work that he did. So all of the three of them are really different topics that I find that I relate to as an actor. So I really haven't thought about, people ask me this every once in a while. If I had another one to do, I think I'd do one more on a little bit more national, broad look. I've always wanted to do Frank Lloyd Wright, because he not only does everybody know his architecture and buildings that he designed and built, but he was also a real whack job as well as a personality. And that's kind of what appeals to me, too, with these characters, is that they all have this very distinct characters and personalities that are about them that kind of drove them through what their passion was, which is art through conservation.
Mm-hmm. Amazing career for all these three gentlemen, and also Frank Lloyd Wright, too. That got his start in Iowa. Of course, he's known for the Park Inn Hotel in Mason City.
Exactly,
His museum up in northeast Iowa.
Right.
Quite the career. So again, if you want to learn more about Grant Wood, come on over to the Mulberry Center Church this Saturday afternoon, 1 p.m. That's October 26th. It's all free of charge, and this is part of a series of programs. I believe this is the final one for 2024. At Mulberry Center Church in Webster City. But I think you'll be in for a wonderful time coming up this Saturday afternoon.
We have a fun afternoon. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's about, 45 minutes in length?
Yeah. And then we do a Q&A afterwards. I do 45 as Grant Wood, and then I come out as Tom Milligan, do a Q&A afterwards. And sometimes the Q&A goes on longer than the show does, because people are really interested in finding out things about Grant and about me. And so it's a good evening.
It should be. So again, come on over to the Mulberry Center Church at Wilson Brewer Park in Webster City this Saturday, October 26th, for a program about Grant Wood, Prairie Rebel, at the Mulberry Center Church. Tom, thanks for joining us this afternoon, or this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.